worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Got a lot of interesting articles today, some really some new revelations that Dad has been reading about and researching with Podesta and things we've seen with Breitbart now. So we got a very very wild show for you guys today, so I hope you're ready for it. How are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And, you know, the thing about it is the bigger I do, see, the thing about this Pizzagate thing is I've talked about it already, and it's so disgusting and so nasty that I don't like to discuss it very often because it's such a downer. I mean, it's just there's nothing positive about sodomizing little children and then sacrificing them, and it's a horrible thing to think about. And our psyche, if you're a human being, especially if you're a Christian, or if you're just a good person, it just doesn't want to go there because, you know, if you don't have the mindset of a psychopath or a sociopath, you don't want to talk about this stuff. But very quickly, let me give you a little background. Back in the 70s, you can watch the video on YouTube. One of the CIA folks, when they were being basically interviewed before Congress, actually testified they had a heart attack gun that would shoot a pellet or a dart, and they could induce a massive heart attack in someone. You can look at it and find this whole YouTube video on this. I've sent it out before my private email list. We also know they have the same thing available now from an electromagnetic standpoint, and they're about the size of an ink pen, and they're basically a suicide pen is what they are, and they can actually cause the heart to stop by sending out an electrical impulse and basically mess up what's called the sinoatrial node of the heart, causing an arrhythmia of the heart, causing the heart to basically stop, explode, whatever they want it to do. They can just pretty much make it do what it wants, depending on what frequency they put into it. In fact, Fred Bell, when he was on Jesse Ventura's show, The Conspiracy Theory, a few years back, they interviewed Fred, and he was talking about the death ray and death weapons, and he actually talked about the fact that they had this ability to do heart attacks with these ink pens, etc. And if it wasn't Fred talking about all that particular episode, it was one of the other people on the episode, but maybe it was Fred, and he was talking about how they had built Star Wars, and then he was involved in the development of Star Wars, and that occasionally they still come to him to get help to keep things running as far as space-based weapons platforms, because Jesse had asked him, aren't you scared they're going to end up killing you because of this? And he said no. He said because they need him every once in a while. And as I've reported to you guys before, I know a friend of mine in Montana who's personal friends with his family, and when he was autopsied, of course, they removed his entire brain, and they found, he said he had implants in his brain. Now, whether that's true or not with Fred Bell, I have absolutely no idea. But the point is this. Fred Bell, after he had made that comment with Jesse Ventura, he was dead either the next day or the following day. He was dead long before that show ever aired about the weapon systems that Jesse Ventura released on that show. I really wish that Jesse's show would have continued, but he was just getting too much heat, and True News was getting too much heat. I believe it was it on the True News Network, Austin, or was it on another show? I don't remember.
I think so, yeah. I think it was. I think it was the True Channel or something.
Something, yeah. But what ended up happening is, so the reason I brought all that up is lest you think that I'm slipping here with, you know, not keeping on my train of thought. Breitbart was going to release a huge story because he and Podesta had been fighting, and basically they were having at each other. And Breitbart was going to release a huge story about Podesta, and it was going to just take down the whole establishment. And now the insiders are saying that it was Pizzagate. And that, you know, that's the speculation. I have no way of knowing whether that's accurate or not. And what was interesting, this is an article right here, it says, chilling, that Andrew Breitbart exposed something sick about John Podesta right before he died under mysterious surface death. Remember, Breitbart had a massive heart attack at the age, I think he was 42, in good health, and just had his heart stop. Now, I've been exposed to one other person that it happened to who was turning state's evidence on some international, you guys aren't going to like this, but TV ministries. And he had found a whole bunch of dirt about a bunch of TV ministries, and he basically ended up dying, you know, with his heart. And again, he was in great shape. So I've seen that personally one time. Now, you say, are you sure the guy died from that? Absolutely not, because there's no way you can prove it with the autopsy. That's why they do it that way. And in fact, when he was autopsied, it ended up, you know, he had a puncture wound in his arm, but they couldn't figure out what had killed him because whatever it was had dissipated in his body. But this is interesting. I'm going to read this to you very quickly. And it says that over the past couple of months, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has dropped batches of emails. And these emails between Podesta and the Clinton team have shown a pattern of lies and deception. that were not known to the American people. Each email dump that had been released was worse than the last, and now social media has exploded with Pizzagate. I mean, this is everywhere now. The reason I'm talking about it, guys, it's not going away, and it shouldn't go away. If you're not familiar with the term Pizzagate, this author goes and says, I will clue you in. The letter he said, it is really disgusting. This is for predatory pedophiles that are in high positions and use code words to order their pleasures. When a pervert orders a pizza, it refers to wanting to engage in a female child in sex, underage female child in sex. And it looks like Hillary Clinton's campaign manager's brother was right in the middle of a little of it. Now, this whole thing, if they say pizza, it means a little girl. A hot dog is a little boy. A chicken is also a little boy, but the chicken is not necessarily for sex for the little boy. It's to sacrifice the little boy to kill the child. Now, remember a few months ago, we released the information that in Hillary's emails that were released from WikiLeaks, that one of the people sending her the email said they were going to go up in the attic and dust off the old rabbit's foot, whatever that's supposed to mean, and they were going to go in the backyard and sacrifice a chicken to Moloch. Well, now we know that chicken doesn't mean chicken, because, you know, we all thought it meant chicken. I thought it meant a chicken, like a bird, like a, you know, like a egg-laying chicken, but apparently it doesn't. It means it's a little boy. So these people are some of the worst sickos. Hot dog's a little boy, pizza's a girl, cheese is a little girl, pasta is a little boy, ice cream is a male prostitute, walnut is a person of color. It just goes on and on and on. And they have all these perverted meanings for all of these words in this sicko group of people that are involved in this. A few months ago, before any of this broke, I broke with you for Veterans Today that a giant worldwide pedophile network had been busted, 70,000 members. And of course, none of that information made the mainstream news. None of it. In fact, I'm the only person, along with Veterans Today, that I know that even released the information. I didn't hear Alex talking about it or anybody else, and I talked about it on the Hagmann Show. So guys, this is some stuff that we've talked about for several years now on the show that is not going away. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And finally, these quote-unquote satanic lowlife are being shown for who and what they are, and for, you know, servicing their master Lucifer. Now, one other thing that I want to tie piece of this puzzle together. Podesta said that when he was working in the Obama administration, the one thing he regretted was not releasing the information on the UFOs and the alien presence on this planet. Now, you have to tie all that back in now to Pizzagate and what's going on with what they were doing. And you say, well, how can that be tied back in? These are the alien gods, these creatures, these energy vampires that these guys worship. Now you say, well, Ted, you just lost me on that. Well, kind of lost me on that too. This is some weird stuff. And these are the guys that basically they prey on human energy and human souls. And these are the interdimensional entities. And these are also extraterrestrial entities. There's something going on in Antarctica. It was something bad enough that the Nazi bases didn't even want to stay down there, according to the research that I've read. There's some type of species down there that is not really somebody you want to hang out with, according to the research that I've read. Now, whether that's true or not, who knows? It could just be a bunch of nutbag Nazis, too. Who knows? But the whole thing is this. We've all been lied to. And when Podesta said that he wishes he'd revealed the alien information or the UFO information, who is he worshiping? Who are they sacrificing these children to? All of this stuff was basically sourced out from Aleister Crowley, but he wasn't the first person to do it. This is all that ancient alien, ancient fallen angel, Genesis chapter 6 filth, that the Bible says very clearly that every man's thought was evil all of the time. Now, guys, that's a pretty damning sentence for the Bible to say in Genesis, that every man's thought was evil all of the time. Now, remember, God gave the Pentateuch, the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy directly to Moses, and Moses wrote it down. I wish that we could have had the book of Enoch left in the Old Testament to really give us more of an understanding, because when you read that book, it all starts making a whole lot more sense. But these things, whatever they are, these fallen angels, these entities, these interdimensional beings, whatever you want to call them, the Bible, you know, calls them demons and angels, and spirits, whatever you want to call them, they're real. You know, I've told you guys my story about the haunted house. I told you about all that. This stuff is real. And the thing about it is that when you talk about it, because it's a spiritual thing, everybody wants to discredit you. I remember when I was at Florida State University, and I became saved, and I was taking a graduate class, and I knew this girl from before I'd gotten saved, and she was very secular, married, and she kind of wanted to go out with me, and she was married, and I just wasn't into doing stuff like that, even as before I got saved. And so I remember I got saved, and she said to me, she comes up to me in class one day, she was a teacher's assistant, what she was, working on either her master's or doctor's degree at Florida State, and she said to me, she goes, "Tell me it's not true." And she said, "What's that?" I said, "Tell me it's not true that you've not become a Jesus freak." That's what they call you, a Jesus freak, when you become a Christian. And I looked at her. I said, "Well, actually, it's true. I become a born again child of God. I serve Jesus now." She goes, "No, you don't. You're messing with me." I said, "No, I really am." And she goes, "Wow." She goes, "I never thought you would do that." And again, that's how they look at people who are Christians. They don't look at you as a scientist any longer. They don't look at all the degrees that I'd already accomplished. They don't look at all the A's that I already had. They see you as a Christian, and they want to immediately marginalize you. This is what the Christians, this is what the evolutionists do. And they've taken the spiritual aspect of human beings and human thought and development through Jesus Christ, through the Bible, through the Torah, through all of this stuff, through the book of Enoch, and they've whitewashed it. And when you start talking about religion now, the scientists automatically throw you in this lump where you're some kind of religious nut, because they don't want to talk about the spiritual aspects of this world, this interdimensional energy field that we live in. So guys, there's something going on in Antarctica. There's something else that's going on with all of this demon stuff with Podesta and him wanting to release the alien files. And I hope and I pray that, you know, Osan's not dead, and that we keep getting more and more of these emails out exposing these people for who they are. The thing that blows my mind is they were releasing these emails way back when, Austin, I mentioned this before, on George Bush, and that was all okay, and the media covered all of that. But once they start releasing on Obama and Clinton, they cover it all up. Here's the thing, and what's so amazing to me is these guys knew there was a leak. They knew that WikiLeaks was getting this information, even back with Bush, yet they continued to write this crazy stuff. And perhaps that's why they put it on their own personal server. So again, it couldn't be subpoenaed, you know, via court order through the Freedom of Information Act. I don't know. But all I know is these guys got really, really arrogant, really, really sloppy with all of this crazy stuff they talk about. And now it's finally out. And all of us who were talking about what these guys do in the middle of the night, in their underground caverns and in their basements and all the weird stuff that these guys are involved in, everybody's starting to realize, hey, wait a minute, these guys were right. These guys that are running the planet are a bunch of sickos. And of course, they are sickos because they've been installed by Lucifer. Always remember that. Because the Bible says that this world and these cities and these all these things belong to him, because he basically received it from Adam and Eve. And that's why he told Jesus, if you but bow down and you worship me, I will give you all of this stuff. And then Jesus said, thou shalt have no other God but the God above, God above. And so guys, you can't have no other gods before me. And so the thing about it is that Jesus was not going to worship Lucifer in order to gain back the earthly kingdoms, because Jesus realized that once he got done with the cross, and he became our Savior, and he sacrificed his blood for us, that we at that point would be redeemed back to Yahweh. And Lucifer had no idea that was going to happen. And the Bible says that had Lucifer known what would happen, had he sacrificed the Son of Glory like he did, he never would have done it. He never would have done it. He would have never allowed the crucifixion to take place. But he did it, and when he did it, it allowed us to be redeemed through the Holy Spirit back to God in his dimension. That's the power of being a Christian. And these guys know this, and that's why they have done everything they can since Darwinism back in the 1850s to discount Christianity, to discount the divine creation of man, and to try to make us think that we came from monkeys. Guys, I know some of these guys act like monkeys, but that doesn't mean they came from a monkey. But a lot of these guys actually consider themselves to be the spawn, the actual progeny. They consider themselves to be genetically linked all the way back to Nimrod and Lucifer himself. So guys, remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will answer all of your needs, and he will take care of you, and you can completely control the entire energy field that you live in if you understand the authority that you've been given as a believer. You have anything you want to add to all this stuff, Oz?
That was excellent. Excellent opening, bud. It was really good. I have something else I was going to get into today, too, as well, that I wanted to really kind of address here with vaccines. Of course, you guys know I always try to do a lot of research on this. There's now a new Crohn's disease vaccine that has been in the works for the last couple of years, and they're starting human clinical trials on them now currently. They say the Crohn's disease vaccination is being developed by researchers in Great Britain. The vaccine targets the MAP, a bacteria found in 80% of Crohn's sufferers. The vaccine aims to help stimulate the body to eliminate MAP and essentially cure those suffering from it. The issue is vaccines have, in fact, been blamed for causing autoimmune disorders, including Crohn's disease. It makes little sense to use a vaccine to target a disease caused by vaccines. You guys understand it. We've talked about it before. It's plans on starting it basically this year. They're supposed to have all the tests done by, I think, the end of next year. Now, the vaccination, which is proposed to cure Crohn's disease by nature, is poorly designed. Vaccinations work by increasing an antibody aimed at a particular virus or bacteria. That's what everybody is taught. The Crohn's vaccine is likewise being created to attack the MAP pathogen in Crohn's patients. The giant flaw in all vaccines, essentially, including this one, is the fact that increased antibodies does not necessarily equate to immunity. Assuming that the MAP that causes the Crohn's disease, which is a large assumption with no proof essentially anyways, the vaccination targeting MAP will contain a large variety of toxic ingredients that we've already seen, which will have the end result of lowering the ability of the immune system and decreasing the body's ability to fight MAP naturally or anything else for that matter. Crohn's disease is an inflammatory response of the body. Vaccinations which inject foreign substances into the person's body will only aggravate and worsen this inflammation. Cellular immunity is more important than antibodies in fighting disease. Cellular immunity is worsened by vaccinations. What they're saying there, guys, the cellular immunity is more important than the antibodies supposedly made by the vaccinations. If the cellular immunity is strong, a lot of times it can fight off regular diseases, but when you take vaccines, it automatically reduces your cellular immunity. They've already linked, multiple researchers have already linked vaccines, including specifically Gardasil as well, with the development of autoimmune disorders, including Crohn's disease. So a lot of people now have realized that there's all kinds of things contributing to Crohn's disease, including vaccines, GMO foods, all the different toxic compounds that we're constantly putting in our food, especially from the glyphosate and so forth. So a lot of this stuff can be fixed or at least managed from a natural standpoint with multiple protocols and supplements that we have. But taking a vaccine now to essentially combat issues that are ongoing from other vaccines and GMO and glyphosate intake is one of the nuttiest things I've ever seen, Dad, because it's what we see in the pharmaceutical industry that happens so often now, where you take a pharmaceutical drug and you get basically a side effect, so you take another drug to counteract that side effect, which causes another side effect, so you have to take another one, and before long, you're on 4, 5, 6, 7, a dozen different medications, and you feel horrible and you have no idea why. This is why. Now what we're doing with these Yak Yaks is we're making vaccines to try and combat the side effects from all the vaccines that we're giving and the massive amount of glyphosate that we're spraying in the food. This is a circle that's only going to get worse unless we break it ourselves and stop injecting this foreign garbage, toxic nonsense in these vaccines in our bodies, and we cut the glyphosate and the GMO foods out of our diet, Dad. That's the only way to do this, is to stop this cycle.
Okay, now I want everybody to go ahead and mark this show, because I'm going to give you some information right now about vaccines and the CIA that you're going to need to know, and you can refer back to this show. And this is an article that John Rappaport wrote today, but I'm going to add a bunch of stuff to it in just a moment as I'm reading it to you, because this is one of these things that you don't want to miss. This is really important. You listen to me. CIA MKUltra drugs to take down the nation. This is going to tie directly with what Austin just said. The CIA MKUltra drugs, this is from John Rappaport, drugs to ruin the nation, drugs that transform individuals and even by implication society, drug research going far beyond the usual descriptions of MKUltra. The intention is there in the record. A CIA document was included in the transcript of the 1977 U.S. Senate hearings on the MKUltra and the CIA's mind control program. This is very, very real. Roseanne Barr straight called it out the other day. You could just Google her, you know, what they're doing with the Hollywood actors and the singers. The document is found in Appendix C, starting on page 166. It's simply labeled draft, dated May the 5th, 1955. Now, this is 60 years ago, 61 years ago. It states, a portion of the research and development program of the CIA's TSS Chemical Division is devoted to the discovery of the following materials and methods. What followed was a list of hoped-for drugs and their uses. Remember, MKUltra did not end in 1962 as it was advertised. It was shifted over to the agency's Office of Research and Development. MKUltra is directly from the German concentration camps. Mind control is what it's called, MKUltra. That's what it stands for. Mind is mint in German. Control is a K, MK. That's what it says. It's right from the concentration camp Nazi research book. This is what this stuff came from, in mind control. John Marx is the author of the groundbreaking book, Search for the Manchurian Candidate, which exposed MKUltra. Marx told a separate CIA representative had informed him that the continuation of MKUltra after 1962 was carried out with a greater degree of secrecy than it ever thought about. I'm printing below the 1955 intentions. Now, here's what they wanted. Quote, this right out of the draft. The CIA wanted to find substance which would, quote, promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness. Serious consideration should be given to the idea that psychiatric medications, food additives, herbicides, and industrial chemicals like fluorides would eventually satisfy that requirement. Number two, the CIA wanted to find chemicals that would produce the signs and symptoms of recognized diseases in a reversible way. This suggests many possibilities, among them the use of drugs to fabricate diseases and thereby to give false impression of germ-caused epidemics. Next, the CIA wanted to find drugs that would produce amnesia. This is aspartame. Aspartame produces amnesia. It's ideal for discrediting whistleblowers, dissidents, and certain political candidates and other investigators. And another example would be scopolamine. The CIA wanted to discover drugs which would produce a paralysis of the legs, acute anemia, etc., a way to make people decline in health as if from diseases. Gardasil, flu shots cause paralysis. They wanted to discover drugs that would do this. The CIA wanted to develop drugs that would alter personality structure and thus induce a person's dependency on another person. How about dependence in general? For instance, dependence on institutions and governments. How about alter the personality structure? Fluoride does that. Lowering the blood cholesterol does that. Now, I'm going to stop here for just one second. This is something very important for everybody. Listen to me. A few months ago, I had a dear good friend of mine. His PSA scores were over 6. His name is Mike, and I've known him for many, many years. And he was having a hard problem with his prostate, urinating, et cetera, getting up in the middle of the night. And he said, I need something to help me with this. I went into deep research on this. And what we did is we got him on the prostate support. We got him on black seed oil, 1 ounce a day, 1 ounce of black seed oil, and fresh ground flax seeds every single day. And after 2 months on that protocol, 2 months, he was, I think, he's taking 6 of our prostate support a day. He went back to the doctor yesterday, and they checked his PSAs, and his entire PSA had dropped by 30% from 6 down to 4. Now, that's, guys, the doctor asked him what he did to do that. He did. The doctor's got a problem with his PSAs. And Mike told him, and hopefully he'll listen to the doctor. But guys, in addition to that, his cholesterol went up from about 180 to 220. Now, I covered this on Hagman the other night. It's very important I cover this again. Low cholesterol increases the risks of cancer, period. Especially if the low number, the bad cholesterol, the lower it gets, the higher the cancer rates go. Your cholesterol needs to be between 200 and 250 to be really, really healthy. It can go all the way up to 300, but you don't want your cholesterol under 200. It's just not healthy. So now his cholesterol is at 200, 220. And they told him, they said, well, now we want to put you on statin drugs to bring the cholesterol down. And he told the doctor, absolutely not. I'm not putting any drugs in my body, period. I don't want to be on any drugs or any medications. Guys, that's how important it is to cover up, to correct these conditions rather than covering up by treating them with drugs. Let me keep on going. The CIA wanted to discover chemicals that would lower the ambition and general working efficacy of men. That's like fluoride. That's exactly what it does. And it also wanted to lower the sex rate and fertility rate. And here from 1955 are the types of drugs the MKUltra men and CIA are looking for. These following statements are direct CIA quotes. Substance which will promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness to the point where the recipient would be discredited in public. These are going to be your statin drugs. These are going to be your fluoride drugs. these are going to be a lot of the antidepressant drugs. Materials will prevent or counteract the intoxicating effect of alcohol. Have no idea why they wanted that. Materials which will produce the signs and symptoms of recognized diseases in a reversible way, so they may use for malingering, etc. Whatever the heck that even means. They want to cause people to have symptoms of diseases. Okay, materials which, listen to this one, guys, because I'm not going to read all of these today. Materials which will render the induction of hypnosis easier or otherwise enhance its usefulness. Guys, when you sit in front of a TV set, you are basically put into a hypnotic trance in an alpha and theta brainwave stance. They know that aspartame helps to induce this. They know that MSG helps to induce this. So they want you to be more easily programmed. I mean, unbelievable. They're actually saying this in their own materials, Austin, what they wanted to do. Listen to this. Substances which will produce physical disablement, such as paralysis of the legs, acute anemia, etc. Gardasil. I mean, unbelievable. Gardasil again. I mean, unreal how they're doing this over and over and over. And they're telling us what they're going to do. And they're making it available to us and not even telling us they're putting it into our food supply. Look at what's going on with the GMOs. Look at all of this stuff. Because remember, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. There were four things that they were told to do by their Jason committee after they discovered these UFOs and the extraterrestrials and all the crazy stuff that we talked about. About Hagman a few weeks ago, these fallen angels, they finally figured out the angels were real, okay? And the fallen angels were real. They were said they wanted to vent the atmosphere by blowing holes in the Van Allen radiation belt to see if they get poison off the earth, which they tried that and didn't know if they're going to kill us all or not. Underground caverns, they've done that. Off-world colonization and massively reduce the population of the planet. Those are their stated goals. They're doing all of these things, and now the next thing they're doing is they're trying to bring us all into a mestizo society in which there's no nationality. This is why Trump has caused a big problem for these guys right now, because he wants nationalism back. They don't want a United States of America. They want our 10 FEMA districts to become independent countries, kind of like Europe, and have a governing body over them. That's what they want. They want to get rid of the Constitution. They want to get rid of all of this stuff. They don't want white people. I just saw this thing with this pipeline this week. I just started laughing again today. The people that are organizing this pipeline thing, this big thing up there in North Dakota now, they said the problem is the white people have gotten involved and are causing problems up there. You know, guys, why is it always the white people? Why does everything on this planet that goes wrong with anyone get blamed on white people when Black Lives Matter primarily use black people and dissidents and other people to go around robbing and stealing and beating people up and shooting people? There's very few white people involved in Black Lives Matter. I mean, why in the world do we have all these people coming in from all over the world to the southern borders and, like, I don't see any white people. None. And they're all, we're coming in here and they're looking for free stuff from the government. I don't see any white people. Now, I don't have a bit of problems with people coming in our country legally. I don't care what color they are, going through proper immigration channels. But I don't see any white people, but it's the white people's fault. You know, finally the people of America have all had enough about what's going on in Washington, and they vote Trump in, and now it's a white people backlash. Are you joking me? Are you joking me? Everything they possibly can do to discredit white people, Austin, they've done. Every single thing. I was telling Alexis today, and she wants to go to a veterinary medicine school, and I told her, I said, well, they'll require a lot of chemistry and a lot of other stuff you'll have to have, so if you don't do as well as you need to in chemistry, you need to go ahead and probably plan on doing something else, another career. And she goes, well, what do you mean by that, Dad? I mean, shouldn't I get in? I said, yes, you should, but you're a white person. You're white. So there's reverse discrimination against that. That's what they have. It's basically profiling in reverse. And what they do is, because you're white, they'd only take a certain percentage of white people into the medical school classes or the veterinary classes or into the law schools, because they have to take a certain quota of minorities into these programs, whether or not the white person has a higher GPA or higher test scores than the minorities. It's reverse discrimination, and it was held up by the Supreme Court a few years ago. I mean, it's affirmative action. That's what this is. And what it is, it means basically we're going to give a person who's not as qualified as you because you're white a chance to go to school that you should do because you qualify, but they don't because of their grades. But we're going to let them qualify because you're white, and we're not going to allow you in. Guys, this crap's got to stop. It's got to stop. And now here's the thing. And you say, well, Ted, that sounds awful. It is awful. But here's the thing. Now, I would go this far. If I have a black person who basically is applying for the same position as I would have been in medical school years ago, and I'm applying for it, and we have the exact same GPA, exact same everything, exact same test scores, exact same everything. Everything does well. I don't have a problem with them taking that person in front of me into the program. I really don't. Because, you know, we did do a lot of discrimination against minorities, you know, a long time ago. We did. We actually did. I don't have a bit of problem. It's like 40 years ago. I don't have a problem with that. But when my grade point average, if I have a 3.8 or 3.9 GPA, and they have a 2.6 or 2.4 or 2.2, and they get in, and everything I did is better than what they did, what type of quality doctor or professional are we going to train when they can't get through the academic rigors of the university? I mean, guys, think through what I'm saying here for a second. I don't have a problem with a person who is the same equivalent of me because of what happened in all the years of slavery in this country. And guys, remember, my parents are German. We had our own set of problems we dealt with over in Germany. We didn't own slaves. But I understand their mindset. But guys, it can't be like that because I've got a white girl who wants to go to veterinary and medicine school that she has to score so much better in all of her tests because she's white. Guys, there's something wrong here with this entire system. Trump's called it out. It's reverse discrimination, and it's got to be fixed. When he told Hillary, he said, you can't even say radical Islamic or Muslim extremist. You can't even say the words. And she looked at him, looked back at the camera. The Russians have hacked our election. Now, guys, the craziest thing about all this is she never did say it. She couldn't say it. It's not politically correct. They have been completely and totally brainwashed into believing that political correctness is going to rule the day. The other day, I sent an email out to my personal list of this kid, 21, 22 years old in college, and they were interviewing him. And it just showed how incredibly stupid these kids in college are today. And he said that any person from any country needs to come to the United States no matter what and get free education and free stuff here, and it should all be paid for. Now, this is showing you the complete and total stupidity of this child, this young man, who has never been taught that somebody's got to pay the bills. Somebody has got to pay the bills. Now, to our credit, with our show, we're reaching that young generation of kids, because Austin's on here, and he's about their age. And yesterday, we got a great email in from one of the guys who was like 21, 22 years old. He says, hey, don't give up hope. We're listening to you and Hagman and Austin, and we've got a whole group going here of people that you're waking up because you're doing this. Now, guys, listen to me. We need more of the young people here. Hitler said, give me the mind of the youth, and I'll turn Germany into this fascist dictatorship and society within one generation. And he did. It was crazy what he did. Guys, we need the mind of our youth back, and we need to turn them back into little Americans. We need to turn them back into patriots. We need to turn them back into what they need to be. We need to homeschool them whenever possible, and we need to stand against tyranny at the state and local level whenever we see it. It's so important that all of us get involved and all of us make a difference. Austin, what do you think?
No, that's absolutely right. That's what I talked about yesterday, is everybody has to start coming together now and taking responsibility for what's going on. For so long now, everybody has just diverted the responsibility onto somebody else. Well, it's not my responsibility as a parent to teach my kids. That's what the school does. The school goes, well, it's not our responsibility to teach them. It's the state's responsibility, ultimately. And the state goes, well, it's not our responsibility. It's the government to do it. And the government goes, we don't give a rat's butt what your kids do. We're going to let the media teach them whatever they want because we don't have the energy to do anything else. That's what's happened now. And so everybody has to start realizing that you have to become responsible for your family, your friends, everybody around you. It's your responsibility to help them, teach them, learn with them, learn from them, and bring everybody together and start working connectively together to bring this, what we need to in this country, because the level that we have now as far as just the hatred and the divisiveness of the nature of everything that's going on right now is almost completely pushed by the media. The media is controlling and doing all of this so efficiently. And when I talked to you guys about yesterday with the U.S. patent with television, it specifically talks about mind control, eye flicker rate, the putting you in a beta wave, alpha brainwave state. It talks about all that in detail in the patent. It's used as a hypnosis tool by the globalists. They've known about this for the last 70 years. That's why it's so easy to get cable, TV, anything on your phone, on your tablet. They've made it as easy as possible to try and keep you in that type of hypnosis state all the time. And that's what people have to start breaking from. And I'm not saying television or movies completely bad. You can't ever watch, you can't ever go see a movie. You have to blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is be awake, especially when you watch stuff. I can't say how many times I've watched a TV show, I've been in a movie, and something will happen in it, and I flat out look at Lana, and I'm like, well, that wasn't any more blatantly globalist than I could ever see before, when they do something just blatant in your face, and you bring it up to somebody else, like, yeah, you remember that part in the movie when they were doing this, and they go, what? You don't even know what's going on. You're in such a stupor in the movie, you didn't even realize they were telling you exactly what they were planning to do. You ever wonder why, guys, we have so many alien invasion movies? And I'm not any type of crazy UFO person, all kinds of stuff. I've read a lot of different research. There's a lot of different opinions. I know there's something going on in Antarctica. There's no question about that. But there's a lot of other things going on outside this world. But has anybody ever thought it's quite odd that Hollywood produces movies over and over and over again about alien invasions all the time on all kinds of different scales? Does nobody else find that slightly odd to me? And we've talked about before with the entire satanic agenda is they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They always do, and they always have. So their easiest way to do that is to portray it through the media, through the television, through the movies. Because why? That's the easiest way to get it to mass population, and B, it's the easiest way to show it to you, but still keep you in a hypnosis state so you don't even realize they're showing it to you, but they've still shown it to you so you accept it. That's what they're doing, guys. So everybody has to start understanding that we have to be responsible for ourselves and for one another, and not just pawn it off on everybody else like we've been doing. It's gotten out of control. Like we see now, this is interesting. I mean, everybody in all these states, Seattle, California, New York, even Florida's pushed for it. Everybody wanted their $15 minimum wage. They wanted to make their, you know, almost $40,000 a year working, you know, flipping burgers at McDonald's. Well, it's official now. McDonald's has come out now and said that every single one of its 14,000 stores nationwide will be replacing all cashiers with automated touchscreen kiosks next year. They've already started in Florida, New York, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. 500 restaurants have already been updated, and all the rest of the updates should be done by 2017. You'll be able to place your customized order on a touchscreen, take a seat, and have the meal brought to you. This means eventually more than 20 million customers every day will place their own orders at a kiosk or on a mobile device and eat their food there without ever interacting with a human being at McDonald's now. Now, 20 million customers a day, I need to talk to those 20 million people and tell them why they don't need to eat McDonald's. But that's a whole other story for another day. But the truth about it is, guys, we've talked about this before. This is the ultimate goal, is to A, depopulize depopulation control. If you bring the media down and you control population, you can start bringing in the automated things. You can start bringing in the robots and the AI. The more and more that people are acceptable of this type of behavior of dealing with robots on a regular basis, the more people are going to be accepted of whatever type of AI comes in, whether it's from alien technology they try and bring down or anything that they try and pull on us. So everybody needs to understand, this is what everybody wanted. $15 an hour. You demanded, you picketed, you pitched hissy fits about it. So now you're getting $15 an hour, and there will not be a single register job at McDonald's now at all. Not a single one. It'll all be kiosk. And then you think that's bad enough. Give it 2 to 3 years. They'll start having all types of automated machines in the back, flipping burgers, dropping fries, making shakes, pouring drinks. They'll make the whole thing automated. Where you going to McDonald's, and there's like a general manager in the back room overseeing, making sure none of the robots break down, and that's going to be the only people in the store. That's it. They're all going to be metal. They're all going to be AI. So you guys got it. You're $15 an hour. Everybody that wanted it, everybody that picketed, everybody that wanted their $40,000 a year job to do absolutely nothing with no experience when you're 16 years of age, you got it. Now you have no jobs at McDonald's, so I hope you're happy with that. And I promise you, this will not be the end of it. Almost every single fast food company has already said they're looking into doing the kiosk and everything else. A lot of them are waiting to see how McDonald's does it because they're usually the template that a lot of people follow because of how successful they are. So this is what's happening, Dad. The artificial intelligence, the robotics, are all starting to be implemented into our daily lives. I mean, look at Amazon now. You go work at Amazon, half the stuff is robots, picking product, pulling product. The only thing that really isn't done now is pretty much the managerial aspect of overseeing everything and the people taping up the boxes on, you know, when the rows are going through. That's it. Everything else is becoming robotics. So this is what we have to realize, is that if we continue to go down this road, the globalists are going to win as far as what they want, and that's their overall goal, is to implement the AI with the human mind and mesh the two with together basically as one.
That's right. They're going to bring us together into this Darwinian world of robotics and mind control, and it's going to be DARPA. It's just going to be technology on the rampage, destroying everything that we know that's being a human is being a human, and that's where this is going. Now, Austin had said something about them bringing out a immunization for Crohn's disease. I want to talk to you about that for just a second. Here's an interesting article that says how GMOs, pesticides, and processed foods contribute to common bowel disorders. This inflammatory bowel disease can be not confused with irritable bowel syndrome, is a autoimmune disease, can have very serious consequences, including Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And he believes, this author, this Mercola, believes that genetics, toxic environmental exposure, diet, altered intestinal microbiome, and immune dysfunction can cause it. He also believes there could be air pollution, antibiotics, pesticides, glyphosate, also GMOs. Now, this is the thing that we've got to look at with this. I mean, a few years ago, I'll never forget this. We had real quick, let me give you a couple more things. This: abdominal pain, discomfort, spastic colon, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. BT crops also, or pesticides, always remember that. BT toxin is exempt from toxicity requirements. Basically, they're feeding you pesticides. That's why it tears up your gut. Since the introduction of BT crops, irritable bowel syndrome and disease has significantly risen, just tremendously. And so what happens is this. You've got to realize that there's a lot of food out there that's really poisonous to your intestinal tract. Years ago, we had a lady come over, a young girl, 22, 24 years old, I don't remember. And it was a girlfriend of one of our workout partners, great guy. And I remember she was suffering really bad with irritable bowel syndrome. And she had been on medication for like 6 or 8 years. I think she said she was 16, so I think it was 6 or 8 years. So she may have been 22 or 24. And I told her, I said, well, that's really pretty easy to correct. I mean, all you have to do is stop eating certain types of foods and take certain supplements and start using some bentonite to let your intestinal tract have a break for a few days, and you'll have a huge difference. So she believed me. And so I gave her like a half a bottle of the bentonite, and she started using it, and they called me back the next day, and she goes, wow, it's like the first time in all of these years I don't have extreme pain in my intestinal tract. Guys, it's not that difficult to correct this problem unless you refuse to correct your diet. Now, I'm going to repeat that. If you don't correct your diet, you're not going to correct the problem. Think about this for a second. If you're eating all these foods that are laced with pesticides and GMOs and toxins and glyphosates and all this stuff that's so unbelievably poisonous to your intestinal tract, why do you think your intestinal tract is going to get better? It can't. It won't happen. Now, we have a product called GHI Cleanse. We also put her on that. And the GHI Cleanse is designed, gastrointestinal, it's G. H is hepatic, which is liver, and I is inflammation, and it's probably one of the best products we sell at Health Masters. I use it every single day. It's called GHI Cleanse, and it's specifically designed to get rid of intestinal inflammation and inflammation throughout the body. And it's been an incredible product. It's been a godsend for her. But guys, listen to me. The reason it works so well for her is that she used the product. The reason it works so well for her is she made the dietary changes. She'd been suffering for this disease like 6 to 8 years and had been basically medicated to a point where she didn't know what to do. They were talking giving her a colostomy and removing her colon. I mean, I've seen that over and over. When they don't know what else to do, they cut your colon out, and they give you a bag, and they eliminate the problem because the colon's messed up. They don't think about what's causing the problems with the colon, why the colon is messed up. They just figure, let's just cut the colon out, we'll fix the problem. It didn't fix anything. Now they don't have a colon. Now they're wearing a bag the rest of their life. And guys, there's literally millions of people in the United States, and that's not an exaggeration, that have had some type of surgical removal of part of their intestines, or their entire colon has been removed, and they're wearing a bag. And you see it over and over and over again because they don't know how to correct this problem. You've got to keep the bowels cleansed, and you can't be putting poisons into the intestinal tract. Why do you think poison is going to be okay? Why do you think a pesticide is going to be okay? Why do you think a compound like glyphosate, which causes all of these problems, this herbicide, to ingest it orally is going to be okay? None of it's okay, Austin. You know that as well as I do. All right. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. People have to start doing the research and realizing what's going on. This, what's going on, we've seen a couple of years ago, and McDonald's finally just stopped this because they're great at propaganda. If you guys remember, there's a guy, John Cisna, who was an Iowa high school teacher. He claimed he lost 56 pounds eating nothing but McDonald's in 2013. He even wrote a book called My McDonald's Diet. You know, and it was pretty ridiculous. He basically stated, I ate 540 straight meals at McDonald's, and I spent half a year of my life eating nothing but McDonald's, and I know it works. And I also exercised five times a week, and I brought my calories down to 2,000 calories a day. And what's interesting is he was a paid brand ambassador for McDonald's food chain, and he crisscrossed the country basically promoting McDonald's to middle and high school students. The problem is he got so much flack because so many dietitians and nutritionists came out and they said, the weight loss came from you cutting your daily caloric intake and exercising, you idiot. The likely that you would lose weight is absolute. You're 200, you know, and 90 pounds, 250 pounds, or excuse me, he was 280. And so you cut your calories down to 2,000 calories a day. Of course you're going to start losing weight. You start exercising 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you're going to lose weight. They said the problem was it didn't take into account, nor did he ever show his blood results, of his levels of sodium, cholesterol, triglycerides. The fact that he had, like, no fiber in his diet, very few vitamins or minerals in any of that stuff, and they've gone on record and said, I personally wouldn't recommend this to anybody. McDonald's quietly ended its controversial program after it got so much flack, and basically critics lambasted the effort as an underhanded way for the fast food chain to legitimize fast food as a nutritional alternative to kids who grow up thinking that burgers, fries, and shakes are actually good for you. And guys, this is so important to understand if you have kids, because I grew up like this with Dad. You know, I really never ate fast food at all when I was younger. Did I have it occasionally, maybe once a year? Yes, I had it before. I'd been with friends before. Dad also, we went and got a burger when I was younger. Ate it occasionally. The thing you have to understand is if you do want to eat fast food on a very, very rare occasion, which that's going to be up to your decision, it needs to be for a very specific reason. They win a karate championship tournament, or they win a spelling bee. Use it as a reward so it's like, hey, we're going to go ahead and do this year because we're doing this and I accomplished this. Okay. And then what it does is it teaches them that that's something you do on a rare occasion. I know parents that literally go to McDonald's and Taco Bell every single week because their kids want it. I don't care what my kids want to eat. They're going to eat whatever in the house. I'm paying for it. The same thing Dad used to tell me. If you don't want to eat the food, if you don't want to work here, I promise you, go out and get your own place and pay for your own bills and buy your own food, and you can do whatever you want. Nobody will tell you what to do. I promise you. You're so smart. Do it yourself. And that's the same concept that people have to start realizing is that your kids are your kids. They're your children. They're your friends as your children, but you have to start raising them as your children. It can't be because they say, I want a McDonald's cheeseburger and a Frosty right now. And everybody goes, okay, let's take you over there right now. They don't make demands. You pay the bills. You tell them what they're going to eat. You bring the food home. They're not driving the car out to the store and buying Wonder Bread and Jif peanut butter and making that garbage at the house. You're buying it for them and you're bringing it home. So you guys have to tighten up and realize that your children's health is your responsibility. Nobody else's. You cannot blame it on anybody else, even the schools, because you can make them food that they can take to school every day. So everybody has to start realizing that all this is being used as a propaganda tool to really, really, really decrease the overall health of the American population on so many aspects. I mean, we even have now, last month, I even missed this article. I just pulled it up again the other day. It was November 1st. The United Nations now is coming out saying that they're endorsing the methods to avert runaway climate change by giving humans the go-ahead to re-engineer the Earth's oceans and atmosphere. They said this. Guys, they've already been doing this for the last 25
That's
years
right.
to 30 years. We already know they've been doing it. They were doing doggone weather warfare back in Vietnam. They already knew this. But now the United Nations is slowly stepping in and saying, we approve of it. We're endorsing it. If you guys want to engage in it, it's okay. They've already said on here, large-scale geoengineering may include pouring nutrients into the ocean to save coral habitats or spraying tiny particles into the Earth's atmosphere to reflect sun rays back into space. Monday's report, which this was actually 3 weeks ago, makes it clear that while geoengineering still entails environmental, political, and economic risk, it's worth considering as long as potentially unintended consequences can be pinpointed and minimized. Did you realize what they just said there? As long as potentially unintended consequences can be minimized. What is their degree and level of minimized? That's what I want to know. Is that, well, if it kills 500 million people, it's been minimized. Who knows? UN just does whatever they want. The geoengineering report will be presented at the UN Convention at Biodiversity Conference in Cancun, Mexico, next month in December. So they're coming out now, guys, and telling us what they're doing. They've been doing it for years, but now they're getting so much flack from chemtrails. They're getting so many videos, so many people that are riding Congress, so many people going, why are planes circling Denver spraying it incessantly with trails out of the back of the plane, and they're not contrails. They're straight-up aerosol spray. Why is this going on? Why is this happening? So now they have to say, well, we're approving it now. We're endorsing the use of aerosol spray because it's for your protection. It's for your protection, of course. It's for, you know, the well-being of the country. It's for your protection, so don't worry about it, but we're telling you what we're going to do now. It's nauseating me, Dad, to see what's going on with this, but the only person I can see feasible to even get this stopped with this chemtrail spraying would be Trump, but I don't even know if he's going to do anything about it, quite frankly, because it seems like every time anybody brings it up, it just disappears and just nothing to see here. Don't worry about that. That's not real.
Well, just yesterday or the day before in Australia, I think it was in Melbourne, I read this, but I'm quoting it loosely because I don't have it in front of me. They had a massive thunderstorm, and they said the pollen was in the air, and the water hit the pollen and caused it to explode, and thousands of people were hospitalized with respiratory distress.
Yeah.
And that they're saying it's like this pollen-induced asthma thing that happened with the thunderstorm. Hey, I got a newsflash for you guys. The pollen is washed out of the air by the thunderstorm. Okay, it doesn't cause respiratory distress. Personally, they were probably testing some new biological in the chemtrail spray, or they were testing some other variant of chemtrails to see how it would be ingested by the human body, and they wanted to do it on an isolated sample there in one area of Australia that they could keep it away from the rest of us. I mean, guys, these guys are sick. They're a bunch of sickos, man. They are sick, and they don't mind what they do or who they test things on. Now, speaking of sickos, years ago I met Henry Kissinger, and he's a interesting character. He really is. But the reason I'm bringing Kissinger up right now, because he's pretty much the architect of the New World Order. I mean, he's the one who really started working with the UFO cover-up back in the 50s and the 60s. And I covered all of this in detail on a Hagman show a few months ago, if you guys want to watch it. But I want to give you some information about the Nobel Prize, Dr. Kissinger, who's almost 100 years old now, and what he's saying. Quote, "The elderly are useless eaters," Henry Kissinger. "Military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy," Henry Kissinger. "Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world, because the U.S. economy will require large and increasingly amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries," Henry Kissinger's. "Today, Americans would be outraged if U.N. troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if we were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence," Henry Kissinger. "One thing man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government," Henry Kissinger. "Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac," Henry Kissinger. Okay, I met this scummy little guy at a conference that I did. He was one of the other speakers with me there. And I talked to him for a few minutes. And it's like walking into a evil cesspool when you get around him. He has a persona around him that is so degenerate that it's almost hard to believe. And I thought to myself when I met him, I thought, wow, this guy's the advisor to presidents. The reason I bring this up, he's already met with Donald Trump. He's already met with Donald Trump. And so, guys, we got to pray for Trump. It's important. We did this yesterday. Pray that he has discernment. It's really important because, guys, the Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. And Trump needs to realize that a lot of these guys are really bad people, including Henry Kissinger's. I mean, soldiers and military guys are stupid pawns. I mean, are you joking me? I mean, he needs to be slapped upside the head by somebody. I mean, you're probably killing him because he's almost 100 years old unless he's doing those weird injections to stay alive. Guys, strange stuff is about us today. But remember, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can do, remember, the Bible says, commit your plans unto the Lord and they will succeed. Remember, all things are possible for those who believe. We got to understand all of those things are that we need to look at life that way. Get up in the morning and realize this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Guys, it doesn't matter if you have a momentary challenge or something else in your life. It doesn't make any difference. God is able, he is capable of supplying all of your needs through his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting us by getting your multiple vitamins from us. We have so many people send us emails. Thank you so much for not turning your show into an infomercial. We're not going to do that. I told you when we started this show a couple years ago I wasn't going to do that. I will not do that. I always look at it this way. God's will done God's way always has God's support. So you guys, thank you for so many of you buying your multiple vitamins from us, your water distillers from us, and all these different things from us. We appreciate you supporting the show and listening every day. And I just want to say thank you. So God bless you guys. Austin, go ahead and close, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, guys. And also, too, man, be praying for everybody in Tennessee and Gatlinburg and the Smoky Mountains right now. That fire is burning Gatlinburg. It's extremely nasty. I saw it last night on some videos. What even goes to show you is how complicit the mainstream media is and not doing their job about anything. The fact that all they're wanting to do is talk about that idiot Stein recount vote, and they're not even talking about what's going on in Tennessee with the fires. I don't know if it was man-made fires, if something was intentional. I have no idea at all. I can't even speculate on that. But I do know the fires are real, and they're very, very deadly on what's going on right now. So, guys, be praying for everybody. If you're up there, we're praying for you. We give you any support we can, especially on the rebuild. But you guys just be praying for them. Be safe if you've been out of there. Make sure you get out if you're exposed to that. You can always rebuild buildings. You can't rebuild your life and burn to death. That's just a simple fact. So we appreciate it, guys. If you need anything, give us a call. Email us. Testo Plus is on sale for the last night. It'll be changing tomorrow, whatever wins product of the week tomorrow. So you guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, same time as always. We'll be right back.